angry MGTOW here, and black women are not queens. Recently, I've been getting a lot of positive feedback when I've discussed black women and white women, specifically the differences in their communities and behaviors and the treatment of white men and black men in their communities. As a result of this, I'm going to be continuing to discuss more topics regarding race and gender. One of the specific topics I'm touching on today is the fact that black women are not queens. A resounding thing that I see in the comments section from a lot of angry black women who have been responding to my videos is saying that they are queens and that black men simply do not value them. The truth of the matter is that no woman is a queen. If you notice, they don't refer to men as kings. They refer to men as essentially utilities. They put themselves on a pedestal and believe that they are royalty, but they don't actually do anything to earn it. You know, in a society such as this, where the weak prey upon the strong, eventually the strong realize that the weak have nothing to hold against them. And eventually, you have a group of men who decide that they're going to go their own way and stand up to the gynocracy, what we have today. Black women essentially have nothing to offer black men anymore. They have destroyed their communities. If you look at what happened in the 1960s, you have to really understand that black women are the sole destroyers of the black community. You cannot turn around and blame Gloria Steinem. She said that she actually learned feminism from black women. You can't turn around and blame the CIA or the Rockefellers because they were basically playing on the greed and ignorance of black women, but more or less the greed. Think about it carefully. They came to black communities and they said, hey, here's what we're going to do for you. We're going to give you money. We'll even give you a house to live in, but you can't have a man in the house. And black women saw this as an opportunity to gain more resources. They already had a man in the house. They had already had resources for themselves, but they wanted more. They wanted control over all the resources. So what did they do? They kicked the black man out of the house, kept his children, separated him from his children, and accepted the money from the government. This resulted in the breakup and destruction of the black family. The results have been so significant that now, in 2016, one out of every three black children will be aborted. One out of every three black babies will be aborted. And since 1973, when Roe versus Wade allowed women to get abortions in any state in the United States, there have actually been over 17 million abortions done by black women. When you factor the numbers and you consider just how many babies have been aborted and the number of children that would have potentially been born to all of those women, we're looking at potentially around 50 million children, 50 million lives lost as a result of those 17 million lives that have been lost since 1973 in just the black community alone. That's an entire generation of people. A significant generation of people that have been wiped out as a result of feminist greed, of female greed. And you cannot turn around and say John Rockefeller is responsible for feminism. You can't turn around and say that the CIA is responsible for feminism. You have to simply say that feminism was playing upon the greed of women. They took it hook, line, and sinker. Feminism is just female nature. And essentially, they were playing upon female nature. They were giving it exactly what it wanted. Feeding it its own pet path to destruction. I had someone on my podcast recently, and he pointed out that black women have it harder than all other groups, something I don't believe is true. When you actually look at the number of black women that are graduating from college and university, you notice that the number far outweighs the number of young black men that are graduating. In reality, it goes back to the same thing and the same problems that we have with white women. White women are simply an overprivileged group that cry about everything and demand everything when in reality they contribute nothing. MGTOW needs to understand that all women share the same nature. All women are venomous. All women are creatures who are looking to take our resources, extract them, and then go their own way with them. They do not mean good to us. They do not mean anything positive to our lives. They are simply looking out for themselves, their own wants, and their own needs. This is something that MGTOW have to be aware of. And it's something that black men realized back in the 1960s, and this is the reason why we've seen 40 to 50 years of black men going their own way. White men are now waking up to this very same notion as they're seeing their lives destroyed by a gynocentric society and white women kicking them out of the home. And now white men are becoming attuned to this very concept of going your own way and also going their own way through bachelorhood. However, keep in mind that there were men of all races going their own way for quite a long time. However, they were simply called the bachelors. MGTOW are men focusing on themselves, their own lives, their own passion, and trying to get the most out of life while keeping a woman at arm's length. It doesn't mean that a MGTOW will not have sex with a woman. He will pump and dump or trump and dump, but he will not marry her. He will not have children with her. He will not be in a long-term committed relationship with her. One of the problems that we see in the community is that some men, even the people who have helped to pioneer the MGTOW community, often fall back into the gynocentric trap. Barbarossa, for example, is no longer making a lot of MGTOW content, if any MGTOW content, and the book he was writing on MGTOW has pretty much evaporated. In fact, money that he accepted in donations from MGTOW were used to support a woman that he is supposedly still with, and there are rumors going around in the community that he's no longer allowed to continue writing the book because the woman has actually converted his workspace into her own comfort space, and she has banned him from finishing his book on MGTOW. And there you have it. This is the way that MGTOW can be co-opted as men go back to the gynocracy. Barbarossa is far from the only MGTOW that has been affected by this. However, you can see the problem that exists within the black community, and Barbarossa himself is also black. It is a major disparity that we're seeing, and it's a major consideration that all MGTOW need to be aware of, that you can easily be led astray by the gynocracy. It's interesting that some men like Barbarossa, who took the red pill, are still falling for the trap of vagina. This is the reason why you should pump and dump, get in and get out quickly, but never actually stay in there too long, because you can easily fall into a web of deceit, lies, and chaos. If you get too comfortable, eventually you can be destroyed. You can find your assets and resources being stripped away, thinking that if you don't marry her, but you just stay in a solid relationship with her, then you're good to go. But that's an absolute lie. In the generation of the millennial, marriage is just essentially living together now, and the states are going in and marrying you. Do you live together? Does she get mail where you live? Guess what? You're now married. Kiss your bride, because she's going to be taking half of your shit. This is the society that we live in today, and young men need to be aware of this, and they need to prepare themselves for it as they go their own way, focus on themselves, and find their own passions, and then nurture those passions. Feminism is a psychotic, evil, downright vindictive movement that has been created to destroy the lives of men and punish us for simply being men. Female nature left unchecked is something toxic that destroys everything around them, including themselves. And when women destroy everything, they will turn around and blame the men and say that you were at fault for not controlling us. You were at fault for not leading society. We're only women. You're the men. You're in charge. Men will always be blamed because women do not have agency. They want privileges. They want rights without responsibilities. That is the nature of women. It's up to men to say no. Don't forget, in ancient times, women had a special provision, a special list of rules to be of the way they were treated. If you go back to Old England, you literally had a legal system that talked about the laws that affected men, how children were treated by the law, and how women were treated by the law. Women were not regarded as adults in the same sense men were, and were given special provisions and considerations. The laws addressing women were very similar to the laws addressing children. Think about that very carefully and realize that this occurred because society understood from that far back that women do not have agency. They cannot take responsibility for their own actions. Men can hold them accountable, but they can never hold themselves accountable, because that is the very nature of a woman. This is why you look at the Middle East and you realize that in the Middle East, women are not held accountable for their actions. Rather, it is a man who can be is completely accountable for a woman, because they know that a woman does not have agency. Women can spend their money freely while a man is responsible for all the bills in the home. This occurs because, again, women do not have agency. One of my subscribers, Yan Ling, pointed out that he was married to a beautiful model, and she made hundreds of thousands of dollars and spent all of it. And when I say all of it, I mean all of it. While he took his $120,000 salary and used it to pay off her $80,000 in student debt loans. Quite sad. And in the end, they ended up getting a divorce. All that money out the window. Do you see the problem with this? Women will basically use your money to take care of themselves, to deal with their responsibilities. For example, she made all this money. She should have paid off her student loan bills herself. But of course she couldn't. Instead, she used it to buy junk. And the irony is that in the end, you'll discover that a lot of these women will end up flat broke. Flat broke. I talked about a story I read not too long ago. It was on Google News, where the wife of a rapper, I believe his name was Nelly, she was going to end up in a homeless shelter. Nelly had spent paid something around $10 million over the course of 18 years. Over the course of 18 years, he had paid this woman around $18 million, around $10 million. And now that the child was 18 and she could no longer collect child support from him, she was flat broke and was headed to a homeless shelter. And the sad thing about it, all the money was gone, meaning that his daughter, the child that he would have to, a child that all that money was supposedly going towards, he would now have to support her, continue supporting her if he chose to, because none of the money that he invested was left over. So for 18 years, this woman took all of that money, she took that $10 million, and she squandered it, buying fast cars, buying a mansion or mansions, living a fabuloso life, never thinking about the fact that the money could run out one day. And she burnt every dime of it away until she ended up flat broken with nothing to show for herself. She used the children, she used her daughter as a paycheck, she used the child as a paycheck, and now she's living the crazy life, except not in a positive way. She's living the crazy life in a homeless shelter, and no one can feel sorry for her. $10 million down the drain. That is the nature of a woman. Women cannot literally control their desires. Men have to control them, or they destroy everything around them. Another great example was sent in to me by a MGTOW not too long ago, who discussed how a friend of his, a female, living in Mexico, she was making a six-figure income, a six-figure salary in Mexico. And she eventually became very depressed. She became a drunk and started drinking. Her boss tried to pull her out of it. However, they were not able to. She stopped going to work. She just stopped showing up. Eventually, they offered her a severance package, but she refused to take it. But still never returned. So it became a quit voluntarily, and she ended up not getting the severance. After losing out on that, she ended up homeless. All the money that she had earned was wasted on vacations and junk. Vacations, expensive trips, and junk. She ended up homeless, living in her car and hanging out with other homeless men. He points out that she potentially has contracted a disease and may be prostituting herself now. The last time he saw her, he bought her a good meal, but he is not spending any time or any real money on her because he doesn't want her to pull him down. That is the very nature of women. That's what men can expect from women in this gynocentric society. Women destroy their own lives and they look for men to clean up the pieces, to pick up the pieces. But that's not going to happen this time. This time is men are waking up, men are going their own way, and black men are realizing that black women are not queens, a point that white men are now realizing as well. This is something that black men picked up on back in the 60s as they went their own way, and white men are now realizing that white women are just trying to take advantage of them. Asian women are the same way, trying to take advantage of men. You will not find the golden walt over in Asia. There's no such thing. The waltz do not exist. Unicorns do not exist. I want to know what you guys think in the comment section if you agree that women are not queens. And that more and more men are waking up to the gynocentrism, and eventually women are going to find themselves completely priced out of society. In the sense that they won't be able to find lucrative jobs anymore, they won't be able to find a man that will invest in their sexual or reproductive value because the juice will no longer be worth the squeeze, and the government is cutting off its whore by not paying them out in terms of giving them Section 8 welfare, food stamps, and other benefits that they've enjoyed for far long under the new administration that's going to be taking over. As you can see, globalism is being rejected worldwide, and globalism is just a vehicle for feminism, which means that feminism and its Marxist ideology is being rejected. And as Marxism is being rejected, it's literally going to result in a major opposite shift. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And so the opposite reaction to globalism, to feminism, to Marxism is going to be one of a fascist nature, where everything will be built around a society and economy of growth, where you either work or you either work to eat or you don't eat. You either build an economy around yourself or you starve. You will no longer be handed a lucrative job. Those lucrative jobs will be very hard to come by. And to get one of them, you will actually need to have skills that will be essentially, that you can essentially use to build economy around yourself. Instead, you'll be leasing those skills to an employer to build an economy around their business. But you will no longer be able to walk into a job, into a place of business and say, give me a job. I have no skills, but you're going to give me these skills. That is completely out the window. Keep in mind that in the future, and not even in the, and when I say in the future, I mean in the present, you're finding more and more situations where you cannot find a job unless it's in a specialty field, unless you have a college degree. And when I say a college degree, I do not mean an associate's degree. I mean, at the very least, a bachelor's. And not a bachelor's in liberal arts, but a bachelor's in an actual subject that uses math and science. Let me know if you agree with the points I've made, that women have priced themselves out of society and they're going to experience a major downfall in the coming year. If you enjoy the video, please consider going over to my YouTube homepage, clicking on the PayPal link to leave a donation. You can also find a link to make a PayPal donation in the description of this video, or you can also click on the Patreon link to become a patron and sponsor every video I make for as little as $1 up to $100. If you enjoy the video, please go ahead and hit the end. If you have a video request, you can also include your video request in the message section when you send a donation via PayPal. If you choose to do PayPal, that would be a one-time donation. If you liked the video, please hit the like button, please subscribe, and if you liked the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death.